I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's time for the ETF of the week. Of course, a special time this week because normally we do it on Thursdays, but we let you have the holiday off. We took the holiday off. So instead, it is a Friday with Tom Lydon. And, you know, it may be Black Friday elsewhere. Here, it's an ETF Friday. I don't know if that means anything. It's Exchange-Traded Friday, something like that. And if you want more information, it's ETFTrends.com, at ETFTrends on Twitter, or you can follow Tom directly where he is at Tom Lydon. Tom is the president of Global Trends Asset Management in addition to running ETF Trends. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Okay, let's get right to it. Our ETF of the week is
the Market Vectors International High Yield Bond ETF, ticker IHY.
IHY, the Market Vectors International High Yield Bond ETF. Well, there's a lot in there that has me with questions. Is this a play on, I want to go get a little extra yield, or is this a play on, I don't want to be in the United States to get some extra yield?
I think it's a little of both, Chuck. And, you know, first and foremost, we own this for our clients, and we've had it for a while. So it's regarding full disclosure, just want to put that out there. Second, regarding yield, yes, everyone is looking for yield. And people have been looking for yield for a few years now. But they also know that we've got a rising rate environment, and that headwind's coming at us pretty quickly. The 10-year Treasury has increased over 100 basis points since its low of 1.63% in May, and long-term Treasury investors have lost about 10% in the value of their bonds since that period of time, and that's 2 or 3 years worth of yield. So we don't need rising rates or actually a hike in interest rates by the Fed in order to see yields increase that could deteriorate fixed income portfolios. That's already happened. So what we're hoping to do is educate investors on the fact that investing in fixed income outside the U.S. can help diversify yield, number one, can actually increase yield in the case of this high-yield bond ETF. And most importantly, as we're starting to see rising yields here in the States, there are many developed countries around the world who are still increasing monetary policy, probably are not going to have any threat of interest rate hikes, which means that the value of the bonds should stay relatively stable or maybe even increase in value, where we're going to see the reverse happening here in the States.
Well, you know, we have the tradition of calling high-yield bonds high-yield instead of what a lot of people like to call them, which is junk. Now, the minute you leave the borders of the United States, you've got some folks who will say that makes them nervous. And they certainly haven't been too worried about junk bonds and high yield bonds here because, well, truthfully, the default rate has been so low. Yet, if junk makes them nervous and international makes them nervous, how nervous should they get when you put them together?
So there's always a greater risk of default as the credit or the rankings of the individual issues get lower and lower. And if you look at the credit quality within this portfolio, you know, it's triple B, B, triple C, some even in the C area. So with that concern, yes, you could have greater default because it's not chock full with A-rated bonds. But you're getting paid for that greater risk too, number one. Number two, international corporations have really stepped up. They know that if they want foreign investors to come in and buy, that they need to hit certain accounting standards. And they've done a good job of doing that. It's not perfect. It's not yet to where we are in the U.S., but it's getting there. The other thing is the index providers that are a part of this whole thing understand that they need to keep a close eye on the creditworthiness of these corporations and also the reporting. So that's part of what you pay with the index provider and the expense ratios of these ETFs. So you're good to bring it up, but it's not going to be perfect, and it's not going to be what you expect here in the U.S., but you get paid for that added risk, and the fact that the yield on this ETF currently is 5.58%.
Obviously, you pointed out, it's something that you guys have in your client portfolios. So what kind of allocation and what kind of holding period, or is this another one where you're saying we're looking at 200-day moving averages or what have you?
Well, we are looking at 200-day moving averages, and it's been above its 200-day moving average for a while. And I think we're going to continue to see if you were to look at it on a chart, it's pretty stable. As long as it remains above its 200-day average, I think for those, especially as they look at their fixed income allocation, and the right thing to be doing is paring down your treasury allocation and moving over into something like this. Now, from a risk standpoint, people might be shaking their heads and say, Tom, you know, that is absolutely ridiculous. But I think there's a strong argument in the next 2 to 3 years that you're going to see more risk in U.S. treasuries than you would see in a high-yield international bond ETF like this. Again, I'd come back 3 years from now and fess up, and if I'm wrong, I'll shave my head.
Well, for folks who don't know, you know, Tom will shave his head between now and 3 years from now, I think, because I think that happens more frequently. But it also means Tom doesn't expect to be wrong, and we don't expect him to be wrong either. That's why he's on the show every week giving us the ETF of the week. And today's ETF of the week is the Market Vectors International High Yield Bond ETF, IHY. Tom Lydon is president of Global Trends Asset Management and editor of ETF Trends. For more information, it's etftrends.com, at ETF Trends on Twitter. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Coming up on the Black Friday edition of Money Life, well, we're going to be talking Black Friday. Jeanette Pavini, who is a digital savings expert for coupons.com, she's in the house when Money Life continues.